Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. This is one of eight meditations kindly given to me by Becca Williams. I interviewed Becca on episode number 228. It was titled Emotional and Trauma Recovery. We covered microdosing, emotional liberation, cannabis, breathwork, reincarnation, chakras, and a lot more. So be sure to check out the episode. You'll find all my episodes and other podcasts on bio.link/podcaster. And I'd also like to thank DanielPackard.com. He's helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate and he's only charging if he helps you. But he's also given a free 45-minute training to help people reduce anxiety just to show that this can work. So be sure to check him out, DanielPackard.com. So I hope you enjoy this meditation.
Hi, it's Becca, and coming to you from the cushion in my private sanctuary. As always, I trust you brought some emotional baggage that's been weighing you down and likely making your life miserable. So you're going to be releasing a lot of old psychic junk. That is, if you stick with me and put your best into this practice. These practices, we call them kriyas, and this kriya is going to help you develop trust in your emotions by seeing the results of being willing to feel bad things. And just a reminder that it is about self-trust. Trust yourself to know that if you move through this practice, you are going to benefit greatly. So you'll gain confidence to go into this and go into the darkness and negative things that we will be calling up today so that you can work things out. And if you find a lot of relief from this and want more, join me over at my website, beccawilliams.org. And if you'd like to practice in a live gathering with others, I invite you to register to join me for my live online cannabis elevation ceremonies, where from the comfort of your own home, anywhere in the world, we come together to do these life-changing practices together with or without cannabis. It's totally up to you. These industrial strength practices are very powerful by themselves. So I invite you to do your very best and stay with it through the entire practice. And I'm going to be doing it right along with you. This is not a video in the traditional sense where you're supposed to watch the screen. Like me, you'll be closing your eyes and not watching me. I'm just here to help keep you on track. So if you find yourself needing to recenter, you can take a look up here and then go back into your own inner space, okay? So find a time and a place where you can have some privacy and get situated and settled as I am here. And if you are adding cannabis plant medicine to your practice, I have a video that'll offer some guidance on that. Importantly, you need to be comfortable and you need to wear loose clothes. I have some stretchy yoga pants on today, and be in a good sitting position. Have water and tissue available and something to make some notes when we're finished, because a lot of stuff can percolate up when you go deep, as you're going to be going today, and you want to get it down on paper. As for sitting, you can try a cushion like I have here, extra cushions underneath, so your hips are higher than your legs. It takes the pressure off of the lower back. And if you need more height, you can always sit in a chair. Just make sure it has a solid back that allows you to sit up straight with your feet planted on the floor, okay? So let's get situated and settled. Sit comfortably and calm, sitting straight but relaxed, and take a couple of deep breaths. And now I'm going to switch it over to my voiceover, which will guide us, and I'm going to do this practice with you. Our practice today is going to address the difficult and dark, dead emotion of depression, or its twin, cold depression, where we desperately push harder while we slide into hopelessness, but fear continues to drive us. This practice guides us to not get stuck being stuck. In self-doubt and frustration, depression can pull you down and be very sticky. We want to learn to put these feelings to work, to sense, to feel them, because these emotions can help us release what's been bugging us. Difficult emotions have their own role in getting us back to a place of where they're not tormenting you anymore. It's a very valuable role. This heavy emotion that's been visiting you sends you messages about how to put it to work so you can heal. And in these practices, we learn to listen to your emotions. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to practice what's called at wit's end. And that's a clue to what self-doubt, fear, anxiety that lead to depression are. That's when your wits, your intelligence, have exhausted their success. Okay, here's what we'll do and how we'll do it. Relax your arms down by the side of your body and bend your elbows and bring in your hands until they meet at the center of the chest and your palms are facing your chest. The fingers aren't straight, they're relaxed, and cross the hands so one palm rests over the other. And then the thumbs are lightly crossed. It doesn't matter what hand is on top, just feel which one feels best to you. So the fingers are pointing up, but they're not stiff and straight. It's a comfortable angle, like reading a little book. And you're holding them in front of the chest, okay? And now close your eyes and focus at the center point just above your eyebrows. Then bring your focus from there down to the tip of your nose. And the eyes are going to remain closed, but it's as if you're looking there. Your eyes are focused, looking at the tip of your nose, and they're closed. So you have this gentle hand posture, and now here's this dynamite breath pattern. Inhale, nose. Exhale, nose. Inhale, mouth. Exhale, mouth. And then combine them. Inhale, nose. Exhale, mouth. Inhale, mouth. Exhale, nose. So there's four pairs, four sets here. Might want to blow your nose before we get started. And I'm going to walk you through it, and then you'll get going on your own, and I'm going to do it along with you. So these will be long, deep, slow, full breaths. They're complete, full, and powerful breaths. So first, take a big sigh and sigh it all out before we begin. Now, inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. And inhale, nose. Exhale, mouth. And inhale, mouth. Exhale, nose. And begin again. These are deep, powerful breaths. Your breath may be deeper, slower, and longer, but we're starting together. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Inhale, mouth. Exhale, mouth. Inhale, nose. Exhale, mouth. Inhale, mouth. Exhale, nose. Okay, keep that going on your own at your own pace. Nose first, then mouth, then nose, mouth, and then mouth, nose. And if you get confused, just start all over again. So I'm going to invite you to keep going like this. The recommended minimum time is 11 minutes, and we're going to start now. So I'm going to keep time for you, and this will put you in a nice state. So you're not at wit's end. You're not clueless about what to do. This is really where frustration, self-doubt, and fear start. When you don't know what to do, so you give up or you gather yourself and try again. And you don't think there is a way and you become hopeless. These feelings have a purpose. The purpose in emotional liberation is being able to sort out what's not working in your life, to not exhaust yourself anymore, to rejuvenate and find a new, better way. All you have to do now, though, is breathe. Remember, eyes closed, focusing on the tip of the nose. If you lose the breath cycle, just begin again. Keep those breaths deep, full, and begin to feel the effects of this breathing pattern. Realize you are sustaining yourself. You're breathing. You're nurturing yourself. You're taking good care of yourself in regard to this breath. You're maintaining yourself. So in spite of it all, in spite of whatever is discouraging you or eating at you, pressing, pushing up against you, there is some glimmer of hope that this is going to get resolved. And you're still willing, but there's also something else that needs to be given up. Thank you. So as you continue to breathe, allow yourself now to bring forth memories, fully allowing the emotions and sensations to flow through you. And I'm going to prompt you now with some key words. When parents didn't care, didn't take good care, wherever there was abuse, abandonment, poor conditions, harsh conditions, dirty, decrepit, a failure, dependency, codependency, caretaking, victimization, helplessness, whether you saw it or it was in you, around you, let these things rise up wherever they have been in your experience. Laziness, procrastination, avoidance, tiredness, lethargy, immobility. Don't care. No one cares about you. You don't care. Hopeless and helpless, neediness, blaming on others, passivity, inertia, inability to handle situations, life too big, too overwhelming, absence of any life force, absence of passion, no passion, where passions are suppressed, little emotion, little excitement, indifference, any of these experiences, let them surface and let the memories and feelings and sensations flow through you. They are not confronting you. They are not violent, but they are dark, and they feel sticky, and they will trap you. They're not good feelings. Feel the kind of energy. Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? And keep breathing. This breath helps you handle this dark, sticky, dense energy. It may even make it harder to feel because you're supplying yourself energy. Feel your sense of will, willpower, or lack of it, your degree of hope or hopelessness. Just let it flow now. Let it flow and sit in this discomfort until you feel just a little relief. Just sit with it and let it flow and let it have its way and let it talk to you. And at some point, it'll feel a little more like you can handle it, like it's not going to swallow you up. This breath is helping you. It's holding you. Okay, we're at 11 minutes now, so we're going to finish the breathing sequence. Now, inhale deeply, deeply, and let it go. Let it go, let it go. Put your hands down into your lap and just sit still, sit quietly, and be self-aware. You've been feeling these feelings that are related to this thing that's bugging you, self-doubt and self-limiting beliefs. Let them flow. Let them flow. And if you've reached some equilibrium, you can talk to them without fear or running away. So ask these feelings, why are you here? What started them? Where do you trace it back to when you first felt it? And what happened? And what didn't happen? Can you go down into the depths of the darkness and almost give up alongside the darkness, alongside the despair? But it's got a message to help you, and you can get to a point where you can read this message, feel it, interpret it. Ask this feeling, what do you want with me? Is there something that I need to let go of? Is there something that I've been wanting, needing to give up? The thing I've been wanting, or just the approach? Do I need to give up trying so hard, or give up not trying? And see if you can let this yucky feeling help you really let go, really relax, and be open and not hold on to old beliefs or habits or approaches that haven't worked for you. If you can let go right here, you'll see how relaxing it can be to fully give up, just to be free. So if you can hear from this feeling, just ask it, follow it, and continue to ask for solutions. Is there something that I need to change or let go of? How can I feel better? What is it that I desire? To feel life again, hope again, or more light? Can you identify now something that gives you hope? That there's desire for a new way of being. You'll probably only see it if you let go enough of the old stuff. So this may take a little while to loosen that frozen grip and loosen the old habits and the beliefs. So I invite you to come back time and time again to do this practice. Maybe you can identify a different thought that would change things. Some decision that would bring a change, some communication or action that needs to happen to bring you relief, to bring life back the way you want it. Just recognize what might work. Imagine you had a wish for anything. Use the wish to wish for anything that would give you a sense of hope and put you in a better place. And it's not always just action and moving forward. Sometimes it's quite the opposite. I need to not care as much. I need to let go. I need to accept. What's really important? Not just everything you've always thought and to others that set that agenda, but what's important to the depths of your heart that this feeling is helping you to reveal? What does your soul need? If you can actually connect with the soul's wants, what its ambitions are,
you'll contact some power there, some confidence. Maybe it's not you that has to make it happen. Maybe it's something else. Maybe things are okay the way they are. Explore this and be open to change, to difference. Now, if you see any solutions and a realization, note them. Remember these solutions and don't refute them. Don't think they're impossible. Just take the information and let things be worked out later. Now, inhale deeply, exhale, and when you're ready, begin to move and return to activity and capture your gains. Make notes on whatever you've learned in this session, things that you need to act on. This is the experience of emotional liberation. Learning to be in touch with that deep well of healing resources. Celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself today. Come back with me often, daily, to this practice and others like it, to be in touch with your deep inner resources. Have a wonderful day and see you next time.